December 14th, 2025. And right on time, the Muslim Brotherhood-sponsored terror has begun.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, there are different factions of Islam, but the Muslim Brotherhood is by far the most expansionist, orthodox, aggressive. If it was a cancer, it'd be a turbo cancer. That's why Saudi Arabia and the UAE are constantly saying, don't take these people in, get them out of your country. They've been sitting there for 20 years. You say, wait, Saudi Arabia is the main sponsor of terror. You've been told that because that's what the leftist media wanted you to think. If you would go study all the academics and just from every angle, the Muslim Brotherhood's like responsible for 90% of terrorism. And it works with both Sunnis and Shiites. So when you understand the Quran and you understand that it is a takeover manual of society in the phases, and that's what Muhammad did himself, and he teaches you how to do it, that when you start seeing these imams just suddenly in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., everywhere, saying, okay, our numbers have hit 5, 6, 7% in this country, start killing the Christians and the Jews. I have hundreds of new clips today. Hundreds. I stopped sending them to the crew. I'm going to play like 30 or so today. And they're praising and very excited about what just happened in Sydney. 16 dead. And we're going to get into all that from all the different angles. But we've got all these clips of government ministers, you name it, out of UAE and stuff, warning of this and then decrying it. And so they're explaining what's happening here. And they're saying, don't blame us. We actually want to be George Jetson. We want basically a reformation. That's what they say. I'm still not completely trusting them, but their activities are... Well, let's just say this. I watch long clips of their government hearings and stuff, and they're very eloquent and very polished and in English and are very informative. Let's just say this. They are George Jetson compared to the Muslim Brotherhood, who are cavemen, and that's being mean to cavemen. So we have a lot of viewer discretion advised stuff, but this needs to be seen. And we just had Benny Thompson, ranking Democrat in the House, say, oh, that was an unfortunate accident with the National Guard getting shot and killed in D.C. And it's the same thing. Oh, a truck ran over more people at a Christmas event. And it hits the blip. And, 15 dead, 10 dead, 90 dead, 60 dead, 40 dead. You know, okay. Yeah, it was a truck attack. And then if you say the guy screaming Allah Akbar that does it, whether it's in New Orleans or whether it's in Frankfurt or whether it's in Paris, you go to jail in Europe, not here. They'll throw your ass in prison if you say that was a Muslim that did it. Because you're attacking a group. Well, I mean, that's what that particular subgroup does. So this is a big deal. And then you've got the ultra-leftist police of Australia. I mean, you know, they're total globalists. It's all run by the World Economic Forum, just like Canada, just like the UK. It's the very same system. People are great. They have horrible, evil governments that just engage in mass fraud, theft of the elections. It's just... It's where we're going to be in a few years if we don't turn this around. And the police stood down for at least 11 minutes. Uniformed police just standing there, hiding. And then, I guess some more specialized police showed up and start shooting back at them and pinning them down. But not before a citizen, turns out a shoe store owner, little shoe store kiosk there, toxic masculinity is the meme, him crouching down about to tackle the guy and grab the shotgun out of his hand. And then it's got the Islamicist that says religion of peace, you know, is the thing by him. And then by the guy that took the gun away from him and saved a lot of lives, it says toxic masculinity. And of course, the police should have been charging in like that guy did. How about you fire the police chief and hire the shoe salesman, huh? Because he's still a man. He's still got balls. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off
store-wide at theolivedshowstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theolivedshowstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate sea moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh! Oh, no, no, no.
If you're a TV viewer, you saw it, radio listeners. That was in Sydney, Australia, in the middle of the night, Texas time, but in the afternoon there. And two Muslim Brotherhood jihadis who posted online how they were going to carry out jihad, because their imams have been telling them to, went out with rifles and shotguns and killed at least 16 people, wounded. They're not even releasing the numbers. It's massive. And now we've gotten footage of the whole attack that I'm going to be playing here, and they're coming right up to people and shooting them while they lay on the ground. And then you've got some of the men charging them and getting shot right in the chest, like the rabbi. And then you've got other shopkeepers, people that aren't Jewish, you know, charging out and fighting the Muslims. And you've got the police sitting there for at least 11 minutes doing nothing. And they're on camera, just standing around. And on top of it, there was a big Palestinian, Hamas demonstration going on in the area, of course. They just had a rally there a few weeks ago and a few months ago where they chanted, "We're going to kill the Jews. We're going to have an uprising." They had rallies a day before saying, our attack begins now. I have all the footage of this. And you know, a lot of that money that Ilhan Omar sends in the billions back to Somalia then goes to Sudan, and then that's sent out all over the world to Pakistan and Australia and everywhere. And these guys were Pakistani, of course. Pakistan's kind of the mothership right now, and then Sudan's like the little support ship. And the leftist media, when I first woke up this morning at like 4 a.m. and this was starting, was like, two Catholic men are shooting people, literally.
Yeah, they got him.
Surprised they didn't say, two white men were... I mean, they always just do this over and over and over and over again. And so in a country where it's very hard to get guns, these guys, of course, got them. And then the police, finally at the end, wound one of them and kill the other one. And we have footage of that. And it looks like something out of an old Western movie. I mean, they're ducking down behind the concrete barriers and popping up and shooting each other. And you can see the rifle bullets exploding in the concrete and shooting shards everywhere. I mean, it is dramatic. But then people that have just been in the area who are these guys trying to murder, one guy runs up and stomps one of them on the head. And the police just go crazy. And, boy, they charge him because that's a white Australian who stuck his head up. He's got to be caught. And he's got to be taught that the greatest crime is defending yourself from these operations. So here's what's happening. Because I monitor everything going on the internet, public news-wise, for decades, and I'm obsessed with it. And so I've seen some people in the last few months say, there's a big push to demonize Islam to distract from Israel and the stuff it's doing and trying to manipulate our policy. And because why do we suddenly see all this Islamic stuff? I'm seeing more imams say rise up and kill everybody in the U.S., in Australia, in New Zealand, in Europe, in the U.K., in Canada. I'm seeing more clips now in a week than I saw of imams being honest in all my years before. And there were still thousands of clips. This is in the Quran. They have pushed up to their point. They have decided to go to full war. It's the Muslim Brotherhood funding Hamas and, you know, all the rest of it. And they are making their move. So these are all new clips. Some of these are top imams. Some of these are, you know, the deputy leader of Qatar. And I'm not trying to say Qatar is the big mothership and all this, but definitely is doing a lot of support for the Muslim Brotherhood and what's happening. And I mean, I have leaders of these countries. I played them last week saying, anyone that is not a Muslim is a pig and you can kill them. So this isn't like imams in their basement that have four or five guys following them. This is standard Muslim Brotherhood jihad uprising. And that's why General Flynn said a month ago, he said in the next month to 3 months, but he said, I think it'll start in the next 30 days, and it did. You're going to see the Muslim Brotherhood start launching attacks all over the Western world because he's the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and has all the big sources, I'll leave it at that, that head up the intelligence agencies, and that's what they told him. The chatter is off the chart. And then we have the Muslims popping up all over the country, particularly Dallas and Houston, and coming into stores and saying, you will not sell liquor and you will not sell pork and protesting and, you know, showing up at football games and, you know, praying in the middle of the, you know, game and blocking roads and praying to Mecca. This is what they do, and they're being told to do it. And then my wife a few weeks ago goes to the HEB grocery store. She's like 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night or whatever. She'd forgotten some stuff. And under Islam, with these guys, you watch the imams teach. If you see a woman uncovered and she's out at night particularly, you can tell her, go back to your house. That's Sharia law. And they start enforcing that even on non-Muslims when you're in their area. And I have dozens of clips today I wasn't even looking for in the UK, in the US, in Europe, the imams saying, now is the time to start collecting our Sharia law tax. And you just go up and you tell people, give me the money or I'm going to kill you. And if you see women out walking around unaccompanied by men, you go tell them to get back in. And so this guy comes up in the beekeeper suit with a little Muslim hat and starts yelling at her, you should not be out at night. It is not safe for you. It's very dangerous. And she just gets in the car and he's sitting there yelling at her. I was like, please get video of that. But the point is, that's never happened before. They've gone to the next phase. This is what they do. They've said, blow the trumpets, launch the attack. And it's the bullying and it's the pushing and it's all of it. It's the out in the open. And when they get control of cities and states, they just steal all the money. I'm talking about this particular group. They send it into their network. And so the mayor of New York is funded by this group. Ilhan Omar is funded by this group. All of them care. All the groups. And I have the UAE and Saudi Arabian government ministers on TV for at least 15 years. They're getting more intense saying, listen, don't bring them in. Don't bring in Muslim Brotherhood. Ban it. They're going to attack you. Don't blame us. We're not the ones. We're not doing it. And Saudi Arabia so far, at least the last 8 years, has purged out of their country the last vestiges of it. I mean, they killed a bunch of them. And they went and found out some of the princes that were secretly funding it and doing it, and they killed them, folks. They killed their own family. So at this point, are we seeing a reformation a little bit out of that brand of Islam? Well, at least they know that maybe if the jihad kicks off too early, it won't work. I don't know. The point is, it's the Muslims telling us this, and it is the educated ones. And you listen to them, and I've read their writings. What they say, it's all true. I don't know what their final intention is, because they still come from something that they believe the earth is theirs and they will dominate. But maybe they figured out that's not going to work in the 21st century. And their modernization, the investments and the reforms they're doing in their countries are violating Orthodox Islam. So, oh, okay, women can't have jobs. Okay, women don't have to wear hoods over their heads. Okay, you can't honor kill your daughter because she talked back to you. No, stop inbreeding. I mean, that's going on. So the point is, the main global Islamic network that works with the Sunnis and the Shiites, who normally fight with each other, they'll recruit anybody. The Muslim Brotherhood means business. And their imams in the last year have scaled up, saying, no, it is your job to go out and do this. It is your job to go out and to take over and to push these people around. And anybody that doesn't convert to Islam, you're allowed to take them as slaves. You're allowed to pimp out their daughters. You're allowed to deal drugs if it is against the infidels. And so anything goes, because it is a war. And you see the intense arrogance of the Somalis, their leadership. You see the intense arrogance of these imams, whether they're Pakistani, you name it. It's because this is what they're taught from the time they're little children. And so the new phase of Islam, the next phase of Islam, and it's done this over and over again in this pattern, in its playbook, is here. And so you can also look at the globalists and opening our borders to it and bringing it in, so that they can bring it in as a destabilizing force to weaken the West, attack Christianity. And then the globalists think they'll contain it and just use it as a permanent threat to be able to have a police state. So I want to start getting to some of these clips. But first, let's go to the Jewish man who was one of the first eyewitnesses right after it stopped to talk to folks who uploaded it. And I noticed as soon as I saw this guy talking at like 6 a.m. this morning, I saw the comments, this is made up, Mossad did this, this guy's probably the operative, none of this is true, blah, blah, blah. Even though everything he said in his testimony here is exactly true, because I've seen the dozens and dozens of videos now that people shot from all the angles, all over the city, all over the place, showing these two Islamic madmen doing this, and then just immediately, oh no, there's no Muslims that want to kill any Jews, this is a false flag. Now, we know a false flag. You know the Hamas attack's coming. You have the intel, and the military stands down on October 7th. That doesn't mean they ran Hamas. That doesn't mean they ordered the attack. They knew it was coming. They stood down. That's a type of false flag. Okay? But when you know, and they're known jihadis, and they're known mosque, and they're known group, and the imams are saying, rise up, launch the attacks, and now they're popping up everywhere around the world, that's the attack. They give the order. It goes out, it begins, and a lot more is coming. So you have to be able to differentiate these different things. And you know, I've seen people say, oh, Islam isn't really a threat. It's just a diversion away from Israel. No, you can just say Israel's the worst thing on earth and Netanyahu's the worst thing on earth, and it certainly is trying to manipulate our politics. It does a lot of stuff, and I'm totally against it. But okay, well, then let's say Netanyahu is arsenic and Islam is cyanide. You can say, I don't want either one of those. You understand? And that's just for the sake of argument. But clearly, if you study all the demographics and groups and everything, these are nice Jewish people getting shot up and killed at these events in America and Europe and Australia. And, you know, there's also truck attacks constantly, a bunch of car attacks, dozens dead the last few weeks. And it just hits the news and leaves. You learn it's a Muslim later, and nobody makes a big deal about it. Christians need to make a big deal about it, because we're the number one group being killed around the world, more than all groups combined, even the UN admits it. Christians need to act more like the Jews and talk about how we're being targeted and stand up for ourselves. Because there is a war on Christianity, and the left loves Islam and extreme Islam and Orthodox Islam because they have a fetish to hurt Christians and hurt Western civilization. And so they use the Muslims like you use a hammer to, you know, vandalize the statue of Venus or something. Some great work of art. Islam, expansionist Islam, is like a hammer the globalists are using to just come into the West and just smash and destroy everything. It's all part of the demoralization, all part of the destabilization, the transgenderism, all the pedophilia, all of that is pushed. The ugly architecture, all of it is declassified to break your will and make you have low expectations. Funding the homeless to lay around on drugs everywhere, defunding the police, it's admitted. It's designed to break your will and make you give up. And to go to London and it's, you know, 80%+ non-white and it's mainly Muslims that have been brought in and taught to hate Europe and hate white people and be politically correct on top of it. I mean, I've been there a lot and it just gets worse and worse. I mean, you'll have Muslims walk over and just talk to you like you're a dog and tell you're scum until they hear your Texas accent and I tell them go to hell, then they kind of can't believe it because they think I'm one of these Brits that's been brainwashed and trained to be a slave. I mean, you could be filming Big Ben on the highway over the river every time you're doing it. You'll just be filming Big Ben or doing a report, and Muslims come out of their way from like 50 feet away over to you saying, you do not film me. You see the videos. You do not. You kafir. And I'm like, hey, let's go, bitch. Come on. This ain't how it works around here. And they go, oh. It's like, yeah, I got red blood, bitch. So you want to get a crusade, you're going to get one. And I'm not talking about some neocon war to destabilize and then open the borders and bring your asses in here. And we'll team up with the other reforming Muslim nations to go in there. And boy, if you think what you've seen Netanyahu people doing over there, it looks bad. It's going to be a lot worse than that. Only difference is we're not going to be blowing up kids and people. We're going to hunt down every one of your damn leaders and hang them from lamp poles. I've had enough of this crap. But the Muslims are really manipulating the populist right wing. I see it everywhere in the comments, even on InfoWars. Oh, why don't you talk about the Jews? We talk about bad stuff Israel, different factions do constantly. But it's not the only thing we cover. Oh, look, communist China just got caught stealing this technology from us. Oh, why are you covering up for the Jews? It's like you know one thing and that's it. You're one-trick ponies. It's like you have tunnel vision. It can only see one little speck in front of you and it's retarded. I mean, my goodness gracious, go pull into any mosque in America, and 80% of them you're going to hear, we're going to slit your throats, put your wives into slavery, we rule everyone. And the other 20% is like liberation theology, Mondami, oh, it's all stolen land, and communism's good, and we're going to do this and that. That's what Islam is now, okay? In the West. Now, it's different in different areas in the Middle East. It takes a lot of study to understand it. But if you want to know, go study it. And I don't want to kill them all, and I don't want to genocide the Muslims. My point is, I've got dozens of clips today with them saying, we have colonized you, we are settlers, and we are coming with the sword, and we own you, and we are superior, and God said we have manifest destiny to rule you. Well, we'll see who's got the manifest destiny. So here's this older Jewish man who witnessed all this carnage, and the video's all out there. This is dead on accurate, and I'll show you the footage and tie it and everything else that's going on. Here it is.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, it was two shooters, one on the bridge, one under the bridge, and just started to shoot for 20 minutes. They shoot, change the magazine and just shoot. Simple as that. 20 minutes, was four policemen there. Nobody gave fire back. Nothing, like they are froze. Like, it looked like 20 minutes, like, and they shoot, the guy changed magazine. I look at him all the time. I was with two of my babies under me, and I look at that, and he's just rifle and a pistol, and just shoot. And the other one was under, and they start to come close to the audience. One of the people come, took his rifle and shoot him. That's one of them. That's what I saw. I didn't know how much I saw, but...
Who were they targeting?
Oh, all the crowd. Anyone. Jewish. Just shoot. Doesn't matter who. men, old, kids, everyone was, no.
Did they say anything?
I couldn't hear, like, the shooting was so loud, we couldn't hear if they said. I was too far. Like, he was on the bridge, I was near the tent, so. But I saw, I look at him, I look what he shot, I look at his rifle, he aimed, he did, he really, like, take his time. He should take his time. And four policemen there didn't give fire back. I don't understand why. Why?
What was going through your mind?
I think, like, I'm Israeli. Like, I'm familiar with this situation, but, like, it's terrible. In the middle of Bondi, it's terrible, terrible.
What was tonight supposed to be about?
Hanukkah events. Jewish Hanukkah events. Like, we do it every year. Sunday, first day of Hanukkah, we do it here. For me, it's not... I'm get used to that, but...
What is this?
Like, try to kill us. Like, this, like, terrorism, like, try to kill Jews. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are. You kill a Jew, that's it. And it's time to people in Australia to start to understand we are not a target. We are a civilian like you. We do the same thing. There is no reason that we feel not safe here in our country. This is our country. This is how we live, where we live. We need to feel safe.
Is your family safe? Is your family okay?
I come with six kids, and thanks God, yes, everybody's safe.
Okay. And what did you see? The people who... What, did you see anyone injured?
I see six people dead and six people injured.
All right, let's stop right there. Now it's 16 dead and dozens other injured and fighting for their lives. Now, coming up, I've got multiple clips from a few nights ago in Sydney and in October in Sydney, huge rallies. We just got to bleep them all because it's F the Jews, gas the Jews, gas the Jews, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. We play the kill the Jew thing. I'm not going to play the F the thing. We're on radio stations, but the point is it's just beep, beep, beep because it's so crazy. And then today when this happened, we got the footage of the crowds running because it's also by a beach. People don't know what's happening. They're shooting the Jews at their event. Anybody else say that was around? And all these people are running by the thousands. And then there's already a Hamas demonstration waving their flags, riding around on horses. And some, like, you know, it looks like a 10-year-old kid, you know, says, screw you. They all come up and start threatening. And the mother's like, be respectful, be nice to them. You know, Stockholm Syndrome. And you see that little man sitting there, the way he's looking down at him and what he says. It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's over. You launched your jihad too soon. The imams brag, you know. We lost our jihad when we fought the militarily, but now we're going to infiltrate, take over their governments, and then attack them and drive them out of each city, each town, until we take over the whole country. That's the model now, and they say we're now going to do it this way, the way Muhammad first took over Medina. Because later it's all military, but they go, no, now the model is how he took over Medina. Come in, act like you're friendly, say you're nice, build up your numbers, then start doing some attacks to drive people out, deny it's you, and then when you get a certain number, make everybody convert or kill them. And then everybody flees. And then you move to the next town and the next town. And they talk about it. It's the same damn speech everywhere. And just, ha ha, we'll get them. And it's time for us to start killing them in America and UK if they don't pay us the tax for being kafir infidel. And then still we take their women and we put them in slave rape pit. Ha ha, we do it. I mean, it's just, I'm going to play a bunch of these clips coming up. Stay with us. They're having a state auction. Now they're saying middle of January. If it's a fair auction, the good guys will buy it. InfoWars will survive. If not, it's the Auctions Network. Regardless, we merge the two, you know, if it does survive. But we aren't, under this bankruptcy, able to get any real product that's been authorized by now the state receiver. They let us get fish oil and turmeric because they're such good sellers, but that was sold out, a little bit worse coming in. That doesn't pay the bills. But they've allowed us to do fundraising posters, okay? And that doesn't go to the bad guys. That's the money to run this place. They have to keep it going until they try to have the sale. You understand? So we're literally on fumes, and the gas station is 5 miles away. We have just enough gas to get there if you gas us up when we get there. Okay? So We're going to fight right to the end, folks. We aren't giving up on this. So I asked the crew, well, I designed two of these posters. And one says, defend the West. It's got a really cool image of a Crusader King holding up a cross from a true story that actually happened. But there's a statue of it. It says, defend the West. InfoWars, 1997-2026. InfoWars, and my signature, it's huge, it's awesome, it's a really nice poster. I designed that one. I designed this one. Make no peace with evil with the same Crusader, but it's kind of reversed imaging there. It's darker. Powerful. And then Rob Dew had the idea for this. It's a real still shot of me and then Alex Jones Network Studios 6 months ago that's gone viral. It's a very shockingly powerful. I'm not usually into posters of myself, but it is cool. And so it's limited edition. You can get it signed for $25 or get a signed one if you really want to help us fundraise for $99 so we actually get real money in for this operation. And so the crew can get a little Christmas bonus. All right. So you are literally, deciding here whether we continue on, and you're helping the crew out. And these are historic. Get the posters now at the Alex. Oh, excuse me. Get the posters now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is where they're exclusively available. I'll be signing them today. They're in the warehouse. They're shipping out. They just went on the InfoWarsStore.com today. And let's do a wide shot actually here in the studio. I want people to see how awesome this is. I mean, that is a really awesome poster. So great job, Rob Dew, coming up with that idea. It's got John Paul Jones quote at the top. I have not yet begun to fight. It is awesome to go in your barbershop, your business, your den, wherever. This is all what we are doing, and we are taking action, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the offense in the info war. They're all limited edition. We're not going to give up to the last minute. We're going to leave it all on the field, but I can't do it without you. Thanks for your support. Separately, TheAlexJonesStore.com has giant Christmas shelves going, 40% off site-wide, including the apparel, ultramethylene blue, all of it, bovine colostrum. That is a massive discount. It goes till Sunday night at midnight. I need your support. Plus, these products really work. Give yourself the gift of incredible health, clarity, and energy. Get the methylene blue. We've got the best. If this is not high, it's incredible. Our creatine's the best. It's all there. Take action now. Thank you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friday night, boys and girls, I see.
All right, so the Muslim Brotherhood has launched their planned uprising. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, and others that are big enemies with them have been publicly warning the U.S. and Europe that the Muslim Brotherhood, once it builds up to 6-7% in each country and above 10% in each city where they're mainly at, they will then start the attacks. And we have all the imams saying it. But now it's launched. And you notice it's intensifying in the last year. And now you're going to start having these attacks every week and then every day and then five times a day. And you'll just hear, oh, a truck ran over a bunch of people or somebody shot a bunch of people. And in Europe, you don't find out who did it. In the UK, they arrest you. Canada's passing laws as we speak to arrest you if you even say who a killer is. I mean, it's the government's working with this to build up the threat to make it as bad as possible to collapse society. So I'm going to just start going through these clips. And then next hour, there is an open plot to crash the stock market this week. And I've talked about this a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, and the different key points that they can make this move. you see the pre-programming ahead of the Central Bank of Japan meeting Thursday and Friday to decide whether they're going to get rid of the yen carry trade. And they've signaled they are. That will, in any normal market universe, cause a huge correction in the stock market. That's been planned for years. Even when that happens, and maybe Trump can twist their arm and they won't, but they're in a corner, it will plunge the stock market either this Friday or next week. So all over the news are saying Trump is killing the economy, it's about to plunge, so that when they do this, it's pre-programmed to make it as bad as possible and make people think it's because of other market fundamentals and things, and make people think Trump's plan has failed to then discredit his plan when his plan is the only plan that'll work. And they admit they're doing this. Now, we knew this date was coming Thursday and Friday. Even when Trump was president-elect, I said, watch, this is going to be the big enchilada. They already tried to plunge the markets in April and May. That failed. They failed again a month ago, and they're openly trying. And they've moved their money to the EU, the globalist tab, and there's big moves, but it's not going the way they want it. Trump's winning. We're winning so far, but barely. So I'm going to get into the details of that. That's a big deal and a lot of other really important stuff. But I wanted to dedicate time to the Islamic offensive that you're seeing, because that's what it is. And Americans and Europeans are so brainwashed to be politically correct that we won't even listen to what the opposition groups in the Middle East are saying about the Muslim Brotherhood. And again, who was Obama allied with? Who's Keir Starmer allied with? Who helped launch the Arab Spring with the CIA? Obama. Who raped Laura Logan, the 60 Minutes reporter, in Cairo? Hundreds of men grabbing her, dozens raping her. They said, well, she's a good-looking woman out without a man at night. We're raping her. Just like my wife in the parking lot. And he's like, lady, you're not supposed to be out here. You know what I can do under, you know, better get your ass inside. And he was, you know, kind of, that's how you come on to a woman over there, I guess. What are you doing outside? I need to take you to my slave dungeon. Islam says I can. So, you know, I mean, it's here. So, you know, now outside HEB is like a little slice of Cairo. So that never happened. I mean, this is to my wife. Talk about an intel indicator. That's the best intel you get. So I had my older daughter years ago held up at a Black Lives Matter demonstration on South Lamar, not even downtown, and banging on her car and fires and screaming at people. And, you know, I mean, it's the left. They're a bunch of piranhas, and they're all allied. The communists, the Antifa, the Trantifa, the Islamicists. And they believe it's their go hour, and they're also being activated ahead of the Podesta plan. But I tell you, the Podesta plan, Black Lives Matter, the communists, Antifa, the tranny mafia, the Islamicists, and remember, Al Gore said, we need our own Arab Spring here. When Obama's CIA overthrew our allies that were more moderate, like Egypt and others, and put them in charge, but they got overthrown. That's what Obama wants. And remember, he got caught sending $50 million at least of taxpayer money and stuff to Kenya to try to have it overthrown by its neighbor, Somalia, and then Sudan. And the emails came out with Obama trying to overthrow Kenya. It is the Democrats that are allied with all of this. And remember, they're allied with Iran. And Iran's allied with the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's not that Israel's great wanting to blow up Iran or we want to get in a big war, but you got to know the players. It doesn't mean Iran's good. They're really bad. And so they're allied with the Democrats. They'll be part of the uprising. And then when Trump tries to put troops on the streets to stop it, he's a terrorist, he's illegitimate, and they've got all these operatives in the ranks. They're going to try to cause a mutiny. Are you starting to figure this out? For the Labor Party and for the globalist parties in Germany, the Muslim armies, the Muslim no-go zones, all follow their imams. They all vote 100%, you know, 99% the way they're supposed to. They're a bloc of up to 10% or more in these countries that will do whatever they're told and burn the country down and attack whatever they're told. And Keir Starmer and others get in a meeting with Sadiq Khan and the other Muslim leaders, and they make the decisions to hold everybody hostage. Islam is a razor-sharp dagger held at each nation's throat. And right now, the dagger of Islam in America is about 2 inches long, but razor-sharp. It can still slit your throat easily. In England, it's a foot long. In France, it's a sword 3 feet long. You understand? It's a detonator. Hit one button, boop, and these people will, these imams tell their congregation, go out and murder everyone right now. They will boil out of there instantly. They're just testing and probing and activated two of their soldiers in Sydney, Australia today. And it's not like Flynn didn't tell you 2 months ago that within 1 month to 3 months, he said, particularly by Christmas, massive Muslim Brotherhood. 3 weeks after he said that, you notice Texas listed the Muslim Brotherhood as affiliated groups as terrorist. Then Trump did it a week later. They know. You see, but you got the intel here before. We don't tell you stuff to be shocking. We tell you when it's true. Like 2 years ago, now's the time to get into silver and gold. I haven't pushed it in 14 years. It was a speculative market before that. It's a sure thing right now. Was I correct? In Gladiator, he says, are you not entertained? I say, are you not empowered? We have the intel. You're important. You've got the power, but you need the intel. All right, I got to get going on these clips. I'll never get to them all. Sound like literally 70 of them or something. Hundreds, I didn't even say it. I just kind of stopped. It's just so insane. And you're trying to like, which one's the worst? It's all so horrible. I can play you 2 hours of new imams celebrating the murder. Oh, it's so great. Them 2 nights ago saying, we launch our attack now in Sydney. Months before that, kill all the Jews. The uprising starts soon. Kill, kill, kill. Ah! We'll play it all. And then they got people like Benny Johnson. Benny Johnson. I love Benny Johnson. Benny Thompson. How do I confuse those two? Well, my names are similar. Benny Thompson, horrible globalist, been the heads of top committees. There he is in Congress. And the Islamists go, and his partner tried to bomb Fort Worth. That's been confirmed. And that all gets swept under the rug. He's like, oh, it's just an unfortunate accident. Like somebody fell off their bicycle and hit their head and broke their arm. So just remember, this is all part and parcel to, oh, a truck killed a bunch of people yesterday. These trucks just keep crashing into these Christmas markets and Christmas fairs. I was at one with my 8-year-old daughter ice skating today, and I'm sitting there looking at it, and all these kids and all these people. And I noticed they got big concrete barriers up all around it, just like Europe. And I was like, that was good. And you know what? I had my jacket. A little friend for a little Muslim buddies and others. Just in case you want to be a little pal. Because I guarantee you, I see you doing that. I'm just like that guy in Australia. I'm going to charge your ass. And you're going to die. Or I'm going to die trying. Disgusting leftist police all over the world sit there with their thumbs up their asses while this all goes on. Sorry. Go to Benny Thompson.
What you did. Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
An unfortunate situation. I wonder, Benny Thompson, and I'm not saying I want this, I don't. I wonder if somebody, say, shot your daughter in the head and blew her brains out and killed her because, say, she was black. Would that be okay? Would that be an unfortunate situation? Would that be an accident? No, it'd be someone being murdered because of who they were. Well, this woman was in the military doing her job, and you guys demonized her, and she's dead. And one of your little Muslim wind-up toys is responsible, Benny Thompson. Now, there's hours of this, because there's, you know, there's like 20 minutes of it. There's so many angles and shots. Go see it for yourselves. Here are the scumbags up close in the little Jewish party area, going and shooting people as they lay on the ground, and then you've got him shooting shotguns at these older Jewish men, and they're defiantly saying, basically, screw you, you're scum. And then you can see him hit him with a shotgun, and the guy goes stumbling off. So this is the most cowardly garbage ever. And yeah, do we have Israelis doing stuff like this some in Gaza? Yeah, we say it's wrong. But the point is, there's not 2 billion crazed Jews running around in all of our communities that want to kill us all. Are there some crazy settlers that, you know, are supremacists and all this other stuff? Yeah. The point is, they are not in all our communities, and their rabbis are not telling them that, you know, that they're going to overthrow us and kill everybody. So my point is, this is a real threat. And it's a threat here in America as well, and it's one of the biggest threats. That's why we're addressing it. Yeah, go ahead and roll this with audio. Go ahead and roll it.
Get down, boys. Oh, my God.
I mean, the old man's just standing there while he reloads and just pointing his finger at him, and he shoots him. I mean, it's unbelievable. I guess that guy wasn't going to run or lay down. He just said, okay, you're a coward. And meanwhile, for at least 11 minutes, the police are on video standing around doing nothing. And we look, their patrol police are armed there, but they're so politically correct and so DEI over there. They're just as bad as our blue cities that most of them don't even really qualify with a gun. They can't shoot very well. So to them, it's like they have specialized police that know how to shoot. No. If you're not a really good shot with a rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun, you should not be a police officer. If you can't fireman carry at least a 260-pound person on your back, you shouldn't be a police officer. If you're a pussy, you shouldn't have a man's job. And that's why I love the military getting back to their standards. They got people that can't even do one pull-up, and they're commanding officers, these big old fat-ass commies. Sorry, I'm really getting pissed. I apologize. Just start rolling these. I mean, I should give descriptions, though. This is a Christopher Hitchens. This is decades ago, warning of what was coming next, because he knows their plan. And then we'll go to Muslim in England. This is our country. We are staying. And then I'm going to go to the U.S. them saying the same thing. We're going to kill you. We're going to take over. People running for government in Ireland and in Scotland and in England and winning, saying, on the ballot, I want to take over, have Sharia law, and kill all the Jews and Christians. And then if you criticize it, you go to jail. I mean, it's unbelievable. You say the wrong pronouns to if you're a school teacher in Ireland, life in prison. I mean, it's the Red-Green Alliance, the communists, and the Islamists. And it's the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the global group. Remember, we need an Arab Spring in America. Al Gore, type it in. It's like 15 years ago. Al Gore, we need an Arab Spring in America. There's video of him saying it. Obama said it. Don't you get it? It's the army of the left. And they're poison shots and everything. It's about destroying us and euthanizing our children. They want death. It's a death cult. And they love this form of Islam because it is a total death cult. If the Muslims can have a reformation, great. If not, we're going to wall your ass off. And then go to 68. Just start rolling them and roll it.
Thank you. This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen. I beseech you. Resist it while you still can and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing. You will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not just symptoms of surrender, very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can. And if you wonder what will happen if you don't, look and see how a cricket team in Middlesex in England had to change its name by force last week because it was called and had been for years the Middlesex Crusaders. Look and see how stories about little pigs can't be taught to children in English schools anymore. lest offense be taken by the religion of peace. Resist it while you can.
We are not going anywhere. This is our country. We are here to stay. We are settlers. And also, I would like to point out that some people said, what about the crucifix on the English flag? And it's Crusader history. Well, I responded, if you place a white flag with just England written on that flag, there is no reason in Sharia Islamic law why that would be forbidden. So you are permitted to place a white flag with England written on it without the crucifix.
When Muslims go and conquer the adjacent country, what do? We kill them all? No. The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you. Subhanallah, for this little money? Yes. And you enjoy sitting in your homes and in your country and live your life normally. But the ruling is for Sharia. So you do not open nightclubs, you do not fornicate. If they refuse, then we have to fight. And if we fight you, then we capture you, you become our slaves, and we take your land, and you take your... Because you refuse, I give you two good options in the coming 40, 50 years when the Muslims become strong, as they're supposed to be.
So again, jizya, we start saying like this, like that. There's no need. And just to clarify as well, yes, jizya is taken from the non-Muslims. We take the jizya from the non-Muslims, the combatants, the enemies of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in exchange. And when we say like tax, it's not like a council tax or road tax that you're paying. You understand? And I'll get to that point as well, is we're taking in exchange for your blood, for your life. Do you understand? We're taking it in exchange for your blood, for your life. This is mentioned by the commentators of the Quran as well. The Mufassirin, they've explained, the Fuqaha have gone into detail. And why are we taking this? Is because you are a rebellion. You are rebellious against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because we have mercy, Islam has mercy, we're saying you pay the jizya. And again, we don't want to get into the discussion of how much and, you know, how much is stipulated, and the Fuqaha have explained this. But when you give the jizya to the Imam, the commander of the Mujahideen, or whoever's in charge at the time, then what we are guaranteeing you is a protection for yourself, for your property, for your family, for your children, and also we will fight off or fend off the enemy that attacks you. Let me give you an example. In 2024, last year, there was an article in The Guardian that said that just in the year 2024, Islamophobia, the rise of attacks against the Muslims in just that one year, rose to approximately 73%. You understand? You pay road tax, you pay council tax, you pay this tax, bin tax, all these taxes, and they still can't give some sort of value to the Muslims. And what does Islam say? Jizya. We're saying we're not taking your blood in the battlefield. You're giving us jizya, and in exchange in jizya, what's going to happen is if an outsider attacks you guys, we're going to protect you as well.
So that's how it works. The Imam out of the Muslim Brotherhood is the military commander, and he tells you how to vote, and he does it all. And then if you don't flee the town they've taken over as a no-go zone, then they come and they tell you, give us money. And they're already coming into the stores in Texas and saying this to even non-Muslims. We have video of it. We played it a few weeks ago. So these people believe it's their right. It's their religion. God told them to do it. And I'm going to cover more of this when we come back in the next hour. I haven't even gotten to the bad stuff yet, okay? But these videos are all new, folks. I have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, even worse, saying, well, actually, we're allowed to lie to you in the Quran. We tell you at first you just pay the tax, but later, once we're in full control, we're going to kill you if you don't. And we're allowed to take your wife and your girls and put them into sex slavery and rape them because the Quran says, and this is on Palestinian TV, they have imams on their broadcast TV saying this, saying, when we take Israel, we're going to take their women as sex slaves because they're animals. I mean, and then, yeah, Netanyahu's like, Old Testament, we declare genocide on you too. Yeah, it's just ancient tribal stuff. But with the Muslims, they are foaming at the mouth saying, hundreds of times more nasty stuff and doing it. Can you go find some wound up super right wing Jews and rabbis saying all sorts of horrible stuff? Absolutely. We played the clips. But I mean, there ain't 2 billion I bet there's not 10%. I've studied of Jews that are that wound up. Are there some crazy Jews? You're damn right. And there was 2 billion of them. I'd be up here freaking out. There was 2 billion people of any group saying do this. Okay. And I've got all these clips of them saying, we're colonizing you. We're taking over. We are settlers. We're going to dominate your ass. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the real horrible stuff yet. And we got so much more next hour. So I need to finish up with these clips. And I'll obviously do more tomorrow. Oh, I haven't gotten to the clips of them the night before the attack, 2 nights ago in Sydney, in a smaller crowd. Looks like about 300. 400, and they're like, and the war starts now. We're about to take it. We're about to take it to the infidels and crush them. And then thousands out marching in October in Sydney saying, we're coming. We're about to launch the attacks worldwide. We're going to kill all Jews. And I've got all these other clips saying we're going to kill all the Christians as well. I mean, this is like foam. I mean, everywhere they get enough power, they do it. Look at Sudan. They've killed millions. Look at Nigeria, hundreds of thousands, and they're just getting started. So, this is something else, folks. All right. I'm not supported by Qatar. I'm not supported by Israel. I'm not supported by the Easter Bunny or the Republican Party. I am supported by you, viewers and listeners that want to keep this emergency transmission on the air, reaching millions every day and having a massive effect and massive ear in the White House. I mean, I have members of Congress. I'm not bragging. Look, quick report. Members of Congress, White House, top people call me and want my advice on stuff, and then I see my talking points and my advice days later coming out of the president's mouth, coming out of the top people's mouths. I mean, you see it all the time. We point it out. I mean, but they know I know what I'm talking about. But I've never had the White House. I mean, the nightmare they had 8 years ago when they thought I was Trump's brain and I wasn't, and they said the main mission is keep Alex Jones away from Trump because I did get him some stuff and he didn't implement it. You see reporters ask him questions that are good. He finds out about it. He goes, does something. It's the access of anybody good to him that they're pulling their hair out. We are knocking it out of the park right now, okay, because of you keeping us on here. So I need you to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Tonight's the last night to get 40% off on all apparel and all the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, you name it. There'll be some other sales and stuff. You need to order by the 19th to get pre-Christmas delivery anywhere in the U.S. But if you order tonight or the next few days, you know, I mean, shipping is usually about 3 days anywhere in the U.S. The point is get your shopping done with us. Celebrate Christmas with us in the fight. Get great products that enrich your life. It keeps us on the air. That is important for everybody. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new incredible creatine gummies, the highest quality, thealexjonesstore.com.
I tried Methylene Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, the Methylene Blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying Methylene Blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of Methylene Blue because of how well it works. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.